Christian Illuminati, Christos Lucifer, Christianity and the Illuminati by High Priest Jake Carlson. A frequently asked question in the satanic e-groups I moderate is the Illuminati of Satan? This sermon will answer this question once and for all. John 9:5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world, quote by Jesus Christ. Revelation 22:16, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star, Jesus Christ. Lucifer means light bringer or light bearer in Latin, and the power that functions behind the name of Christ is usually a mass of bright white light. According to some occult lore, the fictitious character of Jesus Christ is also associated with Venus, the morning star, just like the real Lucifer is. Osiris and Horus are both the pagan Lucifers whom were stolen from in order to invent the Christos lie. Horus, in Egyptian paganism, is Osiris resurrected. This spiritual concept was twisted and perverted into the story of Jesus Christ. The Illuminati believes that Jesus the Christos is really Lucifer the Christos due to the bright shining light that is of the Jewish powers that exist behind this thought form. Many unfortunate Gentiles have seen the thought form of the Christos in near-death experiences, and it has given unpleasant news without any details on what to do about the situation, but to have faith and repent from sin. This suicidal, human-hating advice encourages the individual involved to deny and abandon their life and live for their death, all for Christ, the King of the Jews. The reason why the thought form of the Christos is so bright is because of the energy that it has been fed from Gentile Christians, giving it power, while cursing and binding our real God, Satan Lucifer, and depriving him of power. Before I move on here, I must state that Christos Lucifer is a blasphemy and a mockery of Satan Lucifer, who is real and has been deprived of power at the hands of his very own people who have fallen under the curse of Christianity. All of the Jews who are at the uppermost levels of adepthood know beyond any shadow of a doubt that the Christos is fiction and is an indwelling force within the Jewish people individually and collectively. However, the Jewish people still rely on the faith of Christians in order to keep feeding this Jewish reservoir of power. So, is it Christos Lucifer or Satan Lucifer who is the power behind the Illuminati? Let's go straight to the horse's mouth, the Jewish founder of the Illuminati, Adam Weishaupt, and find out. Here's a quote by Adam Weishaupt. One would almost imagine that this degree, as I have managed it, is genuine Christianity and that its end was to free the Jews from slavery. I say that Freemasonry is concealed Christianity. My explanation of the hieroglyphics, at least, proceeds on this supposition, and as I explain things, no man need be ashamed of being a Christian. Again, quote by Adam Weishaupt. Here's another quote by Adam Weishaupt. Jesus of Nazareth, the Grand Master of our order, appeared at a time when the world was in the utmost disorder and among a people who for ages had groaned under the yoke of bondage. He taught them the lessons of reason. To be more effective, he took the aid of religion of opinions which were current, and in a very clever manner he combined his secret doctrines with the popular religion and with the customs which lay to his hand. In these he wrapped up his lessons. He taught by parables. Never did any prophet lead men so easily and so securely along the road to liberty. He concealed the precious meaning and consequences of his doctrines, but fully disclosed them to a chosen few. He speaks of a kingdom of the upright and faithful, his Father's kingdom, whose children we all so are. Let us only take liberty and equality as the great aims of his doctrines, and morality as the way to attain it, and everything in the New Testament will be comprehensible, and Jesus will appear as the Redeemer of slaves. Again, that was a quote by Adam Weishaupt. Okay, now here's a quote from Thomas Jefferson. United States president a long time ago. Weishaupt believes that to promote this perfection of the human character was the object of Jesus Christ, that his intention was simply to reinstate natural religion and by diffusing the light of his morality to teach us to govern ourselves. His precepts are the love of God and love of our neighbor, and by teaching innocence of conduct, he expected to place men in their natural state of liberty and equality. He says, "No one ever laid a surer foundation for liberty than our Grand Master, Jesus of Nazareth." He believes the Freemasons were originally possessed of the true principles and objects of Christianity and have still preserved some of them by tradition, but much disfigured. The means he proposes to effect this improvement of human nature are to enlighten men, to correct their morals, and inspire them with benevolence. Okay, that's a quote by early President Thomas Jefferson. Here's another quote by Adam Weishaupt. "No one has so cleverly concealed the high meaning of his teaching, and no one finally has so surely and easily directed men on the path of freedom as our great master Jesus of Nazareth. This secret meaning and natural consequence of his teaching he hid completely, for Jesus has a secret doctrine, as we see in more than one place of the scriptures." Here's another quote from Adam Weishaupt. "When the origins of nations and peoples of the world ceased to be a great family, a single kingdom, nationalism took the place of human love. Now it became a virtue to magnify one's fatherland at the expense of whoever was not enclosed within its limits. Now, as a means to this narrow end, it was allowed to despise and outwit foreigners, or indeed even to insult them. This virtue was called patriotism." And that was a quote by Adam Weishaupt. And I also want to add, he was the founder of the Illuminati, and he was a Jesuit Catholic priest. "Despite the head games that the Jewish people like to play in order to give the Christian faith credibility, we have seen that it is not Satan Lucifer, but Christos Lucifer, who the Illuminati holds in such high regards, insofar as the Jewish mythological Messiah, who serves as a subliminal for the coming of the real Christos that the Jews and Christians alike have been waiting for. The Jewish founder of the Illuminati, Adam Weishaupt, himself stated, 'No man should be ashamed to be a Christian.' This speaks volumes about how inaccurate the deluded Gentile Christians' claims are that the Illuminati is of anyone but their own so-called savior, the King of the Jews." In addition to quotes from the Jewish founder of the Illuminati, there is a modern order called the Ordo Antichristianus Illuminati that used to have a website but no longer exists. However, there is a book called Babylon, Secret Rituals of the Illuminati by Joshua Seraphim, and can be purchased on Amazon.com. It is a collection of the writings that were on the now non-existent website. Note, the anti-Christianity that it claims to be is only against the conservative right-wing paganism that Christianity has adopted in its desperation to stay alive. The left-wing horse manure that this self-proclaimed Illuminati organization is in favor of is in no way contradictory to the teachings of Christ or Christianity in any way whatsoever. There is nothing even remotely anti-Christian about the Ordo Antichristianus Illuminati, and here is proof from their own rituals. "O indwelling Christos, who dost ever say to thy disciples, 'Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you,' grant us that peace and unity which are agreeable to thy holy will and commandment. The body and blood of our Lord the Christ keep thee unto life eternal. What about the so-called Satan Lucifer worship that I had expected from this society when I didn't know any better and was looking for answers before I found true Satanism?" Here's another quote. "Father of Raphael, Gabriel, Uriel, Michael, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Lucifer Christ, with the holy guardian angels and the glory of God the Father." Lucifer Christ? However, even in Satanism, I have seen some deluded and confused individuals who can't separate Lucifer from Christ. This says a lot about the shameful characters of such sad individuals. Many years ago, there was a follower of Lucifer Christ who attacked me in one of the Yahoo groups and, behind my back, was attacking me because I am of the third sex, a homosexual. These vile, worthless losers think that the Christian religion and National Socialism satanic government can be reconciled. If these carriers of Christianity only knew that it is Adolf Hitler who is the Antichrist, and that the game of compromising with any form of so-called positive Christianity or any other Christianity is finished, as Christianity has been exposed for the Jewish scam that it is to the point of no return. Some idiots actually believe that Lucifer is Christ and that Jesus the Jew is the Antichrist. Let us examine and find out if this is true. Here are some quotes from a Christian Zionist author who makes it clear as to who the identity of the Jewish One World leader is. It's a quote from Joel Richardson. Bluntly stated, if the gospel that one preaches does not culminate with a Jewish man ruling the world, then it is not the gospel of the New Testament. Here's another quote by Joel Richardson. The scriptural testimony is thorough, consistent, and clear that after Jesus returns, Israel will exist as a national kingdom with many other distinct nations, Gentiles, rallying to her as the global leader. As the heart of the nation of Israel will be Jerusalem and the temple from which Jesus, the Jewish king, will reign over his people, the Jews. Another quote by Joel Richardson. Jesus fully understood and affirmed that he was the king of the Jewish people who would someday rule as king over a restored Jewish kingdom, one that would last from then on and forevermore. We cannot claim to affirm the gospel as it was understood by the apostles unless we proclaim the future coming of the Jewish king who will rule the world from Jerusalem. To proclaim anything less is to diminish and distort the message of the gospel. And as author Mark Amaru Pinkham relates concerning the Illuminati and Christ, the ultimate goal of this united movement was to revive the matriarchy and eventually replace the future king, Sanat Sanananda, on the throne of a one-world government. Note, the thought form of the Christos has appeared to many New Agers and has told them that he prefers to be called Sananda instead of Jesus. Throughout the book I just cited, Mark Amaru Pinkham uses the name Sananda for Christ while referring to Satan Lucifer as Sanat Kumara. At this point, nobody can doubt that God and the devil are backwards. It is only pure stupidity that one can allow anyone to believe otherwise. The evidence is in plain sight. Although many people could try to argue that the Illuminati isn't traditional Christian fundamentalism, but is alternative Christianity, the fact still remains that whether left-wing communist or right-wing patriotic Christianity is left-wing communist or right-wing patriotic Christianity is Christianity, which is Judaism, that comes in the form of a kosher paganism that the Jewish people have concocted for their white Aryan enemies in order to destroy us. One of the Illuminati's biggest, most shameless blasphemies against Satan Lucifer is their belief that Christos and Lucifer are the same being, and that Christ as Lucifer fell from heaven and incarnated as Jesus Christ, and that he lived, died, and was resurrected, and that he redeemed not only the Jewish people but his own self when he arose to be seated at the right hand of Jehovah Yahweh. I realize that it isn't only the Illuminati and some aspects of modern Freemasonry that believe this Jewish anti-pagan horse manure, but although this is all symbolic and metaphorical, it is one of the Illuminati's central tenets and one of their most sacred doctrines. Satan and his chosen one, the Great One, Adolf Hitler, the Antichrist, get the blame for the Illuminati and the Jewish one-world communist government, but the Jewish writings of the Christian Bible, both the Old and New Testaments, reveal that everything from a universal king of the Jews to the microchip implants that prevent Gentiles from being able to buy or sell anything, let alone live, is the work of Jesus Christ and of the so-called God of Christianity. But those mine enemies that would not that I should reign over them. Bring hither and slay them before me. Quote by Jesus Christ, Luke 19:27. Here is a verse that has falsely been attributed to Adolf Hitler, the Antichrist, but in reality is about Christ. Revelation 13:16. Also, it causes all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or the forehead. Now let us compare the previous verse with the following scriptures that mean the same thing, but are accurately attributed to God or Christ. Deuteronomy 6:8, you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. Deuteronomy 11:18, you shall therefore lay up these words of mine in your heart and soul, and you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. Ezekiel 9:5-7, when I heard the Lord say to other men, follow him through the city and kill everyone whose forehead is not marked. Show no mercy, have no pity, kill them all, old and young, girls and women and little children, but do not touch anyone with the mark. Begin your task right here at the temple. So they began by killing the 70 leaders. Defile the temple, the Lord commanded. Fill its courtyards with the bodies of those you kill. Go. So they went throughout the city, and they did as they were told. Proverbs 16:4. The Lord has made everything for his own ends, even the wicked for the evil day. Revelation 22:3-4. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb of Jesus Christ shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. The excellent news, however, is that the Christos has been crushed and defeated and will never come either for the first time for the Jewish people or the second time for the Gentile Christians. However, with Jesus out of the way, the Jews are putting forth the efforts to make the Jewish people rise up against the Antichrist, Adolf Hitler, and collectively exist as their own Messiah. Since the answer to the question of whether the Illuminati is of Christ Lucifer or Satan Lucifer has been answered, my question is, are you sure you really want to join the Illuminati and give your soul to Jesus Christ in exchange for things like wealth, power, and fame in the here and now? Satan, on the other hand, never takes our souls when we make our dedications to him. He shows us the road to how to achieve our desires, and he also shows us the difference between what we need versus what we simply want. But even with want, Satan and his demons show us how to obtain what we desire by proving to us that the power to achieve these ends are within us, in the power of our minds and souls. Christ never teaches anyone anything but how to be the perfect slave and to rely on kosher props and other crutches that keep people dependent upon forces outside of themselves. Satan Lucifer is the true liberator. The power behind the Christos Lucifer thought form is the true enslaver. For born-again Christians and Illuminati members alike, it is only our own blood through Satan, when we make our dedications to Satan, that has the power to overcome the so-called blood of the Lamb, the Christos, the King of the Jews. For spiritual Satanists, I highly advise you against using the name Lucifer by itself, because the Jewish power behind the Christos knows and understands that name. If you are going to use the name Lucifer, I strongly recommend it being in the form of Satan Lucifer, thus using the name Lucifer in conjunction with the ultimate name of Satan. This way there won't be any Jewish traps to fall into. It is the Jewish people who would feel the most uncomfortable using the name of Satan, because he is their enemy and adversary. Everyone else simply needs to deprogram from the Jewish instigated lies about Satan. Those of us who know Satan know beyond any shadow of a doubt that he loves and cares for his people and has our best interests at heart, and that all of the Jewish lies about him are really everything that the God of the Jewish people and the Christian and Islamic religions are. References: Freemasonry Watch, that's all one word, .org/Illuminati.html. Babylon, Secret Rituals of the Illuminati by Joshua Seraphim, pages 246-247. Also, Ibid, page 269. When a Jew Rules the World by Joel Richardson, page 7. Conversations with the Goddess by Mark Amaru Pinkham, page 130.